Hi, honey. It's me. Hope work is going okay. I'm just calling to let you know I've got a little surprise for you this evening. I think you'll like it, but I need you to do something for me. Listen up. This may seem a little out of character. Just hear me out, okay? Remember you said you wanted to try different things to spice things up? Well, I'm wearing something for you now. Something very sexy. It's a vintage style satin dress. It's silver with a print. I'm wearing seamed stockings and heels and some very sexy delicates underneath. It's very old-fashioned, 1950s housewife look. I know you like that. I feel so sexy right now, so turned on thinking about it. Here's what I want you to do. When you come home, I want you to be someone else. I'm not sure how to say this. I want you to be your boss, Mr. Ryan. I want you to be nasty, like him. He's made you work late. He's secretly got a copy of your house key. He finishes work at the normal time, leaving you to work overtime. Then drives to your house, and he takes your wife. He fucks me. Will you be him for me? Will you play him? Will you use me? Will you come in and fuck your employee's wife? Will you take me suddenly, urgently, still clothed in my sexy satin dress? I hear the key in the door and assume it's you. Hi, honey, I'm in the kitchen, I call out. I'm at the sink, peeling a potato, and he comes up behind me. He's touching me. His hands are on my breasts, my hips, my belly. I giggle, thinking it's you. His hands come together in a V at my mound, and I feel him nuzzling in close to my neck. I'm a little surprised by your urgency, your enthusiasm. That's when I notice his aftershave. I turn to see him. Mr. Ryan! I gasp. I'm frozen in shock. He's groping my cunt, rubbing my pussy. While I'm nervous to the point of nausea, my body can't help responding to the sensations. Please stop, I beg him, but he won't. I'm a good wife, I try to persuade him. He won't listen. My erect nipples poke visibly through my satin dress, branding me a liar. I love good wives, he smiles, especially ones who flirt outrageously with their husband's boss at the Christmas party. His tone is accusing. I love a good wife, he purrs, with her succulent cunt wrapped tightly around my cock. He gropes my pussy harder, and I whimper. He has me pinned against the sink. Part of me likes it. His words, his crude advances, being treated like a slut. I'm aching acutely now, juices sluicing from my pussy. He doesn't even remove my panties, just draws them to one side. I'm shaking with shock and anticipation. I feel ecstasy as he penetrates me. He's holding my wrists. His cock feels like prickly electricity inside me. Oh, my pleasure is rapturous. He starts to fuck me hard, ramming me against the kitchen sink, invading my cunt with deep surges, moving the prickly electricity in and out of my hypersensitive snatch. Every thrust of Mr. Ryan's cock overwhelms me with flares of rushing pleasure. He's fucking me like a whore, fucking your wife, using her, making her like it. I'm trembling, my knees almost buckling as I struggle for breath. I savor every divine length. The pleasure is alarmingly intense, too heavenly to deny. I can't fight it. He pulls my hair back as he drives his cock so deep inside me, so deep inside your wife, impaling her so fully. I'm coming for him, coming so hard for Mr. Ryan that I almost swoon. Such a good wife. His hands are around my hips, his fingertips pressing into the sensitive hollows alongside my belly. Then he's coming inside me, coming inside your wife. You're still hard at work, while he's ejaculating forcibly in your wife. I'm instinctively milking his squirting cock, your good wife, so obediently squeezing his cock with my pussy. I feel his floods of warm wetness drenching me so deep inside. It all happens too fast. I'm confused by feelings of shame, relief, and regret as he slides out of me. I'm expecting him to leave, but it's not over. He leads me over to the kitchen table. He's staring in my eyes. "You're such a sexy fucking bitch," he says. "I need to have you again." "Don't worry. I'll keep that bastard working all night if I have to." And he's on me again, pulling my panties off and laying me back on the table, using me again as urgently, if not more so, than the first time. He rips the bodice of my dress open, exposing my heaving breasts. He has my wrists pinned down against the table above my head. His cock is pumping deep, deep inside me. "I'm never going to stop fucking you," he gasps. I'll wrap my legs tightly around him, your good little wife relishing every nuance of Mr. Ryan's unsheathed cock. "You didn't know she was such a whore, did you?" She submits to him utterly, completely, ecstasy etched deeper on her face with every sensual thrust of his cock. "So, what do you say, honey? Think you can be him? Can you use her like a dirty little cock-craving slut she really is? I'll be expecting you. Don't make me wait too long, Mr. Ryan."